Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest for our next half hour. We're going to be talking primarily about how we don't leave any members of our community out in the cold. We're going to focus on veterans for this half hour. But as everything does, when I talk about it, there is connective tissue into every community and every person in our community. And certainly the way that we treat our veterans says a lot about how we treat all of us, how we treat all of our neighbors. I've got a great guest to talk about all that. His name is Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. He's from Assembly District 90 up in the Fox River Valley in Green Bay. Welcome to the program, Representative.
Go Pack Go.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for the season. It's two wins, zero losses, great performances, even on the quick turnaround. Are you folks in Green Bay as excited for the season as I am?
Folks are losing their mind, and I think it's true both in politics and in football, is that love will win. And so we're really, really, really excited about this season. You can't tell a Green Bay Packer fan nothing right now. We think we are Super Bowl bound.
Yeah, it is an exciting time to be a Packer fan indeed. Let's turn our sights to some of the, what I'm going to call, really negative impacts of the fact that Republicans in the state's biennial budget really were in the driver's seat. The governor proposes the budget, but you gotta get it through. The Robin Voss, let's be clear, the Robin Voss-controlled assembly and the Republican-controlled Senate, they control the Joint Finance Committee. And the governor put in what is an incredibly small amount of funding, right? Yes. It is like less than a couple of million bucks for what is known as, and I want to get the exact name of this correct, the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program, which provides housing for veterans who are unhoused, amongst other services. He had the funding in there to continue that program. Republicans, again, the legislature controlled by Robin Voss and the GOP, pulled that funding out. Tell us where we stand and what has just occurred this past Friday in this critical program for veterans across the Fox River Valley.
And truly thankful for us being able to have this, you know, somewhat sad and tough conversation. To give some more context, people should know how the budget process works. As you know, and your audience probably is fully aware, the governor proposes the budget. Then there are a series of listening sessions that are held throughout the state. I went to the one in Northeast Wisconsin that was held a bit outside of Appleton. And we heard from veterans and so many other people about what they need. And housing was one of the major efforts. We were told by the veterans themselves that these amazing places in Bellevue, Chippewa Falls, and Union Grove, those are the three that we're talking about, that cost $1.9 million to keep going, that without any funding, these would close. There was no political poison pills. There wasn't any issues. This was $1.9 million, an incredibly small amount in the budget. And we heard this over and over again through these listening sessions. Unfortunately, we saw that then the next part of the budget process is the Joint Finance Committee, which is, despite the state legislature being closer to 50-50 than it's ever been, thanks to Region Maps, there's 12 members that are Republican, 12 members are Republican, and four that are Democrats, even though the state legislature is closer to 50-50. That body, by a majority vote, voted to eliminate nearly 600 programs. One of those programs was this effort. Then that budget, at the very last minute, literally days before the due date, was sent to the state legislature to pass. Many of these elements were missing, from school funding to other housing programs to this veterans program in particular that people in my district rely on. There were two attempts to actually reinsert this veterans funding in the Senate that had bipartisan support, and then in the assembly. They were both voted down by the majority party to do that. So the budget passed without my vote because it did not fund essential services, including our funding for veterans that are experiencing homelessness. And then they were slated to close. We then in our community had one of the members of Joint Finance, Senator Eric Weinberger, went to meet with the veterans in our community and asked, why did you vote against this? Mm-hmm. And he blamed the governor. Said that the governor has an imaginary slush fund that he can just pull out and fund this service. And as we all know, you know, not everyone.
That's also not how budgets work.
And that's
like, it has to be appropriated and then expended. I mean, that's insane.
Right. And so the, you know, some regular people were a little confused. And so I was very frustrated because we had actually introduced a bill that had bipartisan support that would fund this program, of which Senator Eric Wimberger has refused to sign on to or support. He's doubled down on pointing fingers. And so this is what's so crazy. People expect their government to do a good job, particularly for the folks who fought under our flag. My family experienced homelessness, and I would never want anyone struggling with that to not get the supports they need, particularly when they've given their lives to serve our country. This is not even a partisan issue. People across the aisle agree, but our broken legislature is rather play politics than actually fund an easy bill. So to your point, what happened on Friday on September 11th, the shelter in preparation for closing, because we don't even have a hearing for this item, asked the last veteran to pack their bags and be placed somewhere else. And so they are slated to close without a floor session being called for either of these bills, for something that Republicans and Democrats actually agree on because they were left behind by a problematic political process.
We should be clear that some Republicans in the legislature have stood behind. Again, folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner. He's the assembly rep for the 90th Assembly District in Green Bay. We're talking about the defunding of the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. And let's be clear about who defunded this program. It is Robin Voss and the vast majority of Republicans in our state legislature. Tomorrow, they could call a hearing, fast track this, and get the bill before the governor in no time flat if they wanted to solve this problem. Right. They refused to even schedule the bill that has been proposed by my guest and co-sponsored by at least one Republican, Republican Ben Franklin. They refused to even schedule a hearing to help out our unhoused veterans in the Fox Valley area. I don't know how any person who says that they support our military, who is proud of being an American, who believes, I think rightly so, that we live in the land of greatest opportunity, how anyone who calls themselves a patriot could ever look themselves in the face and refuse to have this bill called for a hearing in committee, refuse to support it, when you now have veterans that are unhoused or potentially going to be unhoused that weren't before. That is a big fat lie. You may say that that's your value, but unless your actions match that value, that is a lie. I cannot think of anything that should be more anathema to every single Wisconsinite, whatever letter we happen to put behind our names. I'm shocked by this. It is $2 million.
Right.
What, like, pray tell, do you have any insight into what the objection from Robin Voss and the MAGA regime in our state government's legislature has to providing this essential service for our veterans? What is their objection?
So, you know, this doesn't resonate with me, but this is what I've heard through the grapevine. We've asked this question over and over again. There are some people who believe that these types of services should not be funded by our government. And while I may not agree with that, I'd rather them come out and be more public. If they believe that the government should not be funding our veterans that are experiencing homelessness, and these programs actually do more than just give people access to stabilized homes. If people are experiencing issues with addiction, if they need mental health services, they do wraparound care for the folks who have served our country. And so if someone believes, which I don't, that the government shouldn't be in the business of funding veterans to get on their feet and be protected, I think they should be more honest about that. That is what we've heard, that this is their consternation, is that some people just deeply don't believe that the government should be funding this.
So I want to be really explicit about this because, Ahmaud, if I can call you by your first name, because we're friends now. here is what that is the reality. There is no purpose for government in the eyes of the MAGA movement, vast swaths of it. They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end? Is it going to make people's lives better? That should be the goal of government, whatever its size, right? Like, that is the thing that we're all supposed to be centered around. And if you are so anti-government that you cannot find your way to understanding that the government owes at minimum housing and wraparound social services, addiction treatment, and psychological support to the men and women who have served this country in the military, what are you doing as an elected official? You have no business in an elected office. To put some context on this, let's be clear here. The Trump expansion of tax cuts for 100 millionaires and billionaires, okay? I'm just talking about the added tax cuts, not the tax cuts they already got from his tax giveaway for billionaires and the oligarchs in 2017. I'm talking about the big, brutal bill, new additional tax cuts. That is netting the ultra, ultra wealthy. And I'm not talking about you folks that might have a few million in the bank for retirement. You're trying to help your kids buy a house or pay for, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that put their names on buildings, okay? $114 billion a year in just tax cuts. That's the added tax cut in the big, $114 billion a year. Now, we could compare that to anything else in the world, but the estimates from the VA on how much it would cost to house all veterans or to fully fund the Housing First program is nowhere near $114 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than $10 billion a year to make sure that every single veteran in our country has the wraparound services that Representative Rivera Wagner has described and to have stable housing. Tell me, people, what is more important to you for your government to do? To give 114 more billion in tax cuts to folks that don't need it and who won't even notice it? It's a rounding error. Or to house veterans? What is our priority? The billionaire class or veterans? Because that's what these choices amount to, folks. Budgets are expressions of our values. We're going to continue to talk about those values and how they are expressed or undermined by our elected officials on the other side, because what was going to happen this weekend was a pride celebration in northeastern Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Representative Rivera Wagner about what's happening with that celebration next, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Stay tuned.